On the map, WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
Well, welcome in to On the Map on this final Friday night of July. Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. Tonight we have a full show with Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins before he hits the stage tonight at Lollapalooza. Plus, Goose Island's Bourbon County Stout announcement for Black Friday 2026. And we'll talk beer classes at the Goose Island Salt Shed Brew Pub. But first, it's the 175th Wisconsin State Fair, which is right around the corner. It starts next Thursday, August 6th through Sunday, August 16th. First State Fair was held in Janesville along the banks of the Rock River in 1851. Been in its present location since 1892, and this year again, Wisconsin will celebrate its 175th anniversary at the State Fair. And once again, to welcome over nearly a million fairgoers over the course of its 11-day run. The 2026 edition fair kicks off once again on Thursday, August 6th, and joining us to tell about the history of the fair, what you can look forward to at this year's fair, new food, rides, attractions, is the Executive Director and CEO for the Wisconsin State Fair, and that's Sherry Black. Sherry, great to have you back on the show again.
Yes, thank you for having me.
It's that time again, finally.
Yes, it is.
I know, you've been working on this fair probably since the day the last one ended, right?
Oh, even before that, 18 months out.
Right, is that what it is? Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you know, for me, the State Fair has always been a tradition for several generations. I've been going for over five decades since I was just a kid. It's truly the highlight of the summer. But 175 years in the making, that's pretty cool.
It is. And honestly, I feel honored to be in this position and celebrating such a huge milestone. Very excited about it.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned it takes that long to put it together, but I mean, there's just so much history here. And, you know, a lot of cities took turns hosting the fair back then. Madison did it for a while. Milwaukee, 1892, the fair's permanent home has been West Allis. But there's been actually a handful of years where the fair didn't happen. It was like, and you think about how old this is, 1861, 62, and 63, the Civil War. 1893, the World's Columbian Exhibition. 1945, World War II, and then 2020. But many things have remained the same over the past 75 years, right?
That's right. We're really rooted in agriculture. That's why fairs began. Also, as that social activity of the year when, you know, farms were so far apart and people didn't really get to socialize.
Right.
And obviously we saw with 2020 and COVID and how important that still rings true today. So we're fortunate that agriculture is the cornerstone of what we do, but throw in, you know, the fun social aspect of it as well and all the great entertainment we bring in. It's just creating memories that let go generation to generation. People remember coming with their grandparents and their parents.
Right.
And we always have to make sure we're getting that next generation caught early and tied into those, creating those memories and those traditions.
You know, it's funny, my kids wouldn't miss it. And although they're older, 20, 25, and 14, they don't need me to go up there. They go up on their own. They'll go up with me for a trip, but they will absolutely do it on their own. But my kids are city kids going up and walking the agriculture and walking the little houses that have the cows and the chickens and everything. And they kind of relate to the fact that, okay, they see kids their age there on their iPhones while they're brushing their calf. That's just what happens, right? I mean, there's just such a great connection there. Yeah. And you did that too as a kid.
From when I was showing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you did it as a
kid. Phones.
Yeah, right. The Wisconsin State Fair is one of the largest attended in America, right?
It is. We're one of the top 10 fairs. And also, you know, we're so fortunate in the Midwest. We have so many great county and state fairs around us. But we're really friends with all of the fairs. We belong to the International Association of Fairs and Expos. So we all come together and share ideas. We joke, we don't steal them, we share them. So it's really great to have that with everybody.
Absolutely. And you mentioned agriculture is the backbone of the fair industry, and the Coliseum feature shows each day at the Wisconsin State Fair, and it's different every single day.
It is. You can come and watch the dairy show, which we have the juniors showing those, And then, you know, we also have the 4 and 6 point hitch shows. We have horse pulling. There's just so much going on. You can watch the pigs in the pig barn. They show in there, as well as the goat and sheep show in their areas. So much going on. That's actually something that we're in the process right now. We were approved by our state legislature to do a study to explore building a new ag facility, which would be around that $90 million price tag.
So something that we're
very invested in. We're always doing new projects to move our fair forward, and we're really excited about that.
And there's music, and there's food, and there's rides, and all kinds of other stuff, but it is the backbone, especially. I mean, there's so many barns around the property that have so many animals to explore, and we're going to explore more of the Wisconsin State Fair with Sherry Black. All right, tonight we're putting the Wisconsin State Fair on the map. We're talking to Sherry Black. She's the CEO of the 175th Wisconsin State Fair. The 2026 edition of the fair kicks off Thursday, August 6th, and runs through Sunday, August 16th. All right, the new dairy building was completed last year, formerly known as the original Cream Puff Pavilion, and that was a big investment for you guys. And now you're introducing a cherry cream puff. So how many flavors are we going to see this year?
So this year we will, of course, have our original flavor. The chocolate was another popular flavor, so we have that. And the new flavor this year is a Ferrachino cream puff, which is a toast to 175 years. So it's kind of, it's a cherry flavor, obviously with maraschino cherry is the theme there, but you can taste like a little bit of like a white soda taste to it.
So people
are going crazy over it so far. We've been testing it with various. We had our partner party last week, and people were able to try it for the first time there, and really positive feedback.
That's cool. I was going to say, same recipe, original recipe since 1924. How many cream puffs do you guys sell a year?
Just over 300,000.
Wow. So, yeah, go get them. Go get them while you're there. And you can get them all around the park, too, which is very cool. But let's talk a little bit about new food. Now, personally, I beeline it. I know where I'm going when I go there. It's the Lions Club corn roast, the pork chop sandwich, Sheboygan or Usinger's brats, Brad and Harry's cheese curds, maple root beer, cream puffs, of course. But you got a ton of new stuff, and you do it every year.
We do. So Sporkies and Drinkies are very popular at our fair. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the list, but I am looking forward to Saz's is doing a sweet lemon berry cheese curd. And I just think this sounds so
it's
great.
Interesting.
Curds, they're, of course, fried to a crisp, which is perfect. And then tossed in cinnamon sugar mix. And then a sweet raspberry sauce over the cheese curds, and finish the dish with a side of homemade sweet lemon zest cream whip.
Wow.
I mean, that sounds so sweet and savory. I'm just so excited for it.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these other ones. Hot honey chicken lemonade, which is just like...
Yes. And so, you know, when they do this, they have to submit their recipe. Mm-hmm. And in there, they talk about deep fried mashed potatoes on a stick. Well, we had to actually add that in because originally they just said with deep fried mashed potatoes. So it sounded like that was like in the drink.
Right.
So
I
want to clarify, it is not. It's out on a stick. So you enjoy the mashed potatoes with the drink.
There's a Bloody Mary Mac Daddy, a bourbon deep fried pecan pie, bugged out. I don't know what this is. Bugged out frozen cheesecake on a stick. Cheddar garlic. Lumpia with banana ketchup. I mean, there's just something new for everyone. I mean, if you want to be adventurous, like you got your standards that you want to go to, you know, my kids and I, we always like to try something new. Oh, freeze-dried cheese curds. That freeze-dried candy thing is a big deal. So you got that here. A French onion cheese pull. Yeah, you're not going to walk away there hungry for sure.
No, and if you come on Tuesday, we only have one Tuesday of the fair, and that is our crazy grazing day. So we have smaller portions for less money. But it's great if you come with your family or your friends because you can buy a number of different things and try them all.
I love it. You also, there's a main stage that you have there, and I was just talking to Wendy Snyder on her show that my first concert was at the Wisconsin State Fair in 1979, saw REO Speedwagon there. But you usually have some really, really big names on that main stage.
We do. So this year, some of them are AJR, All American Rejects, Bailey Zimmerman. I'm trying to think of
Melissa Etheridge, Wynonna Judd.
Yes, yep. Wynonna Judd. We have John Mulaney this year.
That's amazing.
Comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that we have found works really well, so why not continue what works really well? So we do try to book in a comedian, which is great.
You got the Isley Brothers with the Commodores. I mean, so there's a little something for everyone every single day, but John Mulaney just blew away everybody at Wrigley Field. So cool that you have him here, and that's Wednesday, August 12th. All seating for the show is reserved. Tickets range $64 to $92. That's the thing, too. The concert's there. The ticket price to walk into the State Fair Park, everything's very reasonable, and it's very, very family-friendly.
Yes, and we really, we try desperately to be family-friendly and affordable. That's really important to us, so we work really hard to keep the prices low.
Well, and there's music all over.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, another great entertainment piece, which is free with your paid admission, is our Cirque at the Fair. It's a circus, and that's included, so you just can walk right into any of the shows. If you want a special ringside seat, that is $10 for those, but still, it's a great deal because you can walk in and out and stay as long as you like or leave if you want to. What, it's your choice. Or you can come back for another show. You can see it multiple times. I can tell you it is one of my favorites, and I just think it's such great entertainment.
Love it. And there's music all around the park, by the way.
There is. So every vendor books their own bands. So it's kind of like being in Nashville. If you're done listening to one band and you hear another one that sounds great, you move over to that vendor location. There's 50 to 60 extra bands playing all throughout. Yeah. So,
but a variety of music. I mean, it's country, it's rock, it's classic rock, it's all kinds of stuff throughout the whole park. So you can catch that too. And in the main park, you've got the big slide, of course, Ferris wheel. I mean, there's just some traditional things that have been a part of that experience for years. But you also have an amusement park called Spin City. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we do our own independent midway, which means we pick all the rides and games ourselves. We don't work with just one carnival. So a lot of these rides only play three events. They play us, Minnesota, and the State Fair of Texas. So their rides are in immaculate condition. We hire our own safety team that comes in to inspect all the rides, as well as the state inspectors come in also to look at them. But it's a very nice, clean area. It's a lot of fun, and you can feel very safe being on our rides. The other thing I want to mention is we upgraded. We had a large Ferris wheel, which didn't think you could get a larger traveling Ferris wheel, because at the time when it came, you couldn't. It was the largest traveling Ferris wheel, but now they decided to upgrade. So our old one was 160 feet, and now we are going to have the newest, largest traveling Ferris wheel at 230 feet.
Wow.
And you can see Chicago from the top.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, the other one, you could pretty much see the entire Milwaukee area going down 94. Now you're going to see the whole, I can see Chicago. I love it. But you really do a nice job with amusement park, because these aren't typical carnival rides. I mean, you're very meticulous, as you said, about these things. They're very safe, very clean. And I think that's very well done at the park.
Thank you. Yes, we work really hard to do that.
And then there's the Wisconsin Products Pavilion, so you can sample a lot of things just from Wisconsin. But then you have the big hall where you can, there's vendors and merchandise that you can buy everywhere.
All the things you didn't realize you needed.
Yeah, right.
So
exactly. There's discounts and special offers too. First of all, let's talk about what the prices are this year.
Well, we've ended our pre-sales, but you can still take advantage because we have a number of sponsors that sponsor various deals on different days. So I would recommend going to our website, wistatefair.com, and take advantage. They're listed out. You know, some are you bring in a non-perishable food item and you can get in for $5. But there's numerous other deals. We have a Veterans Day. We have a Senior Day. So I would highly recommend going over to wistatefair.com.
So for you who used to showcase animals there now running the place, like what if you were telling somebody that came to the state fair for the first time, what would you tell them to hit when you're there for food and for fun?
Well, I love the Wisconsin building. It used to be called the Wisconsin Products Building, but it's now just the Wisconsin building. But it has all of those great Wisconsin treats. Grilled cheese is my number one. But they also, the dairy producers always have a milkshake that is like the best milkshake I have ever had in my life. I get one every single day. It's my little pick-me-up in the afternoon.
Okay.
I figure I'm walking enough to take care of it. Have to go down the giant slide, to ride the Ferris wheel,
no question.
Have to check out, obviously, some of the shows in the Coliseum. I am a huge shopper, so I'm all about being in the expo to shop as well. But there's just so much to see and do, and you will just have a great time. Wisconsin knows how to put on a good
party. You really do. I'm pork sandwich, I'm a cheese curd, and then I really love, so my kids, the Swiss on a stick. You don't know what it is until you try it, but it's like in a rye bread, deep fried with like a German mustard. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It is so good. All right. So the 175th Wisconsin State Fair begins next Thursday, August 6th, runs through Sunday, August 16th. And to find out all those deals and everything that's going on there, from music to food, and for more information, visit wistatefair.com. Sherry, always a pleasure, and I will absolutely see you at the fair.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Sherry.